dharma as nature is perpetual. A dharma as religion or duty may not be, is contextual, it's not eternal. So how do we understand the relationship, interrelationship of all this?
Extrapolate the contextual effect of these three.
Okay, how do this reflect the temporary aspects of dharma relate to the eternal aspect? Do they extrapolate? Not necessarily. That means it's not that somebody is a kshatriya in this world, then kshatriya in the spiritual world. For that matter, somebody is a preacher in this world. There is no preaching in the spiritual world. So, our dharma in this world may not relate with the dharma in the spiritual world. Or our innate, we have a swarupa, which will be quite different from what it is here. At the same time, there is a process of purification that is universal. That means, if we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the instructions of Sanatana Goswami, in chapter 20 of the Madhya Lila, 20 to 25 actually, also, but mainly chapter 20, to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the characteristics of the various rasas. And we usually think that, yes, the Madhura Rasa is the highest. And Shanta Rasa, it is like my backyard.
We think like that.
But actually the characteristics of Shanta Rasa is also described as two things. It is quite exalted. It is characterized by two things. Complete detachment from matter and complete attachment to Krishna. That itself is a very exalted state. So, the basic process of purification to come to the platform of of attachment to Krishna and detachment from matter, that is common for everyone. Afterwards, in what form attachment to Krishna will specially manifest in my case, that may vary. That will be depending on the soul's innate disposition. So, rather than worrying too much about what our swarupa is, you know, like some devotee asked Jai Jai Maharaj, Maharaj, is our initiated name eternal?
The name which we get.
Is initiated, that name eternal? Maharaj said, the Das part is eternal.
So, we have to realize that the part that we are servants of Krishna,
and how exactly we serve Krishna, that will reveal on its own. So, our contextual dharma, to the extent that it is anukul to bhakti, we accept that. And to the extent that it is pratikul to bhakti, we keep a distance from it. So, without getting too much into the analysis of how this relates with that, in a specific one-to-one sense, we focus on that there is a path to be followed. So, the paradharma is a destination. And at that destination, our natural attraction to Krishna, in whatever form it is, that will be revealed. But the main thing right now is to rise from where we are to that level. And for that, whatever forms of dharma are unfold to us, those we accept and we raise our consciousness accordingly. Does that answer your question?
Okay. We're going to have one last question and then